8:32. So, our spectrum now with Jade Lee. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jade, I've seen a few of even the English papers here focus on how jobs have been swayed in the favor of older workers, and that's been one of the sources of criticism on behalf of younger people. But a lot of the stories have originated from data released by Statistics Korea on Wednesday. The biggest increase in jobs actually in 13 months based on last month. But then the question is, where are these jobs coming from? The public sector is the basic answer, isn't it? But then it's who's getting the jobs?
Older people.
Older people. Yeah. Let's get to the Seoul Shinmun.
Sure. Well, the Seoul Shinmun said the increase of new jobs is certainly good news. But if you look into the details, most of these jobs were added by government hiring, especially of senior citizens, as you just mentioned, in the public and agriculture sectors. This indicates they are mostly low-quality jobs created for the welfare for the aged. So the latest data is not something that the government should be proud of, but rather take as a chance to turn its focus now to generating quality jobs. The paper also drew attention to the IMF's recent assessment that the South Korean government should be more expansionary to meet growth targets and to counter headwinds at home and abroad. So, following its recommendation, the government should make up a supplementary budget to encourage businesses to boost investment and to create decent jobs in the private sector. And as the IMF pointed out, flexicurity, which combines labor flexibility and security, is needed in the local market, along with a strengthened safety net and deregulation in the service industries.
Moving forward again, this time to the Hangyore. How did it interpret the same story?
Well, the Hangyore noted some 397,000 people aged 60 or older landed new jobs, which is the biggest increase in the age group since July 1983. So, though heavily funded by the government, this is still an achievement and is necessary to address the rising poverty rate among senior citizens. However, the number of the employed in their 30s and 40s fell by more than 100,000 respectively, and this shows that the government's job policy hasn't been effective in solving the most important part of the ongoing employment crisis. Of course, it wouldn't be easy to increase private sector jobs in a short span of time, but the government may be able to support the employment of the key industries with its finance and by minimizing internal and external risks. The paper said the IMF's call for a supplementary budget can be interpreted in this context. And at the same time, structural issues such as discrimination between regular and non-regular workers and the polarization of conglomerates and small and medium companies need to be resolved as well.
Well, I think we can squeeze in a couple more views. We have the 중앙일보 in front of me as well.
Yeah, the 중앙일보 questioned the sustainability of the Moon administration's policies on jobs. The newly created jobs mostly came out of tax money. So the data cannot be interpreted as the rising trend of unemployment has been reversed. Mere numbers may suggest an improvement in the labor market, but in reality, the country's young people are still suffering from the worst unemployment crisis, and the number of jobs in the private sector, especially the manufacturing and finance sector, is showing no signs of bouncing back. Last year, the government announced that as part of its policy to resolve youth unemployment, it would provide young people landing a job at small and mid-sized companies with around 10 million won a year. And it even pressured public enterprises and institutions to create part-time jobs. But such measures cannot fix the root cause of the issue. So the government shouldn't try to cover up the dire reality by presenting inflated numbers, but devise and implement sustainable job creation policies.
So perhaps unsurprisingly, the 중앙일보is really attacking
the administration
at this point from that conservative angle. And we do have a similar take, don't we, from the 세계일보?
The 세계일보 viewed the issue in the same way. Despite the latest jobs report, the situation hasn't changed at all, if not worsened. For example, the number of the newly employed in the manufacturing sector has been on a continuous decline for 11 consecutive months, and this is an ominous signal. and people are not feeling any effects of the government's job policies. Jobs funded by the government are insecure in nature as they would disappear without financial support. And this is why the government's policy to pour taxpayers' money to boost employment figures is criticized as the worst plan that distorts the labor market and places an additional fiscal burden on the state coffers. So the only way to tackle the crisis is to replace the current abnormal labor policy with a normal, effective one. President Moon Jae-in said last year that in the end, it is businesses that create quality jobs. So if we still think so, President Moon and his government should roll up their sleeves and start by eliminating obstacles that have discouraged private companies from creating jobs.
Yeah, something we've heard is going to be an issue with some of the bigger companies in this country. For now, at least. Jade, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here.